Hey everyone, this is Jeremiah25 with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. I've listened to the podcasts of Nurki and Mulberry Blue Shimmer with some interest, and I just want to weigh in with my feelings on the state of the Australian media and the news in particular. First, I just want to say that the quality of news programming on Australian stations has been steadily declining ever since the invasion and occupation of Iraq in 2003. I completely agree that there has been a huge media beat-up on most issues regarding the war on terror, to the point that the newscasters seem almost gleeful when reporting on the latest scares or incidents or rumours. In terms of the fact that the word Muslim is becoming interchangeable with the word terrorist, I personally don't think that this is a deliberate action. Rather, I think it's more an effort on the part of the stations to really stress and highlight Australia's prominence in the war on terror. Just following the recent bombings in Bali, all the newscasters were repeating well-worn phrases like "the next attacks could take place on Australian soil" and "it's not a case of if, but when." So there they are, making these statements without any real understandings of the issues involved or the goals of Jamaah Islamiyah, which really have little to do with Australia and more to do with toppling the Indonesian government to establish an extremist form of Islamic caliphate. So eager are the news to sensationalise our role within the war on terror that people begin to harbour fears against the Muslim community which, though unfounded, are fanned by the enthusiasm of the major stations in exaggerating the real threat. In terms of differences between the cities, Brisbane is pretty much the same. The Courier Mail is a sensationalist rag. I mean, if you were to go by what you read and hear on the news, you would think that there were terrorists behind every door, eagerly planning to blow up our landmarks and kill our people. I am actually generally in favour of the war on terror. I supported the decision to go into Iraq and continue to do so. My reasons for this are based on my personal beliefs after having reviewed the issues. But people need to be given a balanced view of the issues if they are to come to any kind of objective opinion. As for shows like A Current Affair and Extra, these are the worst kind of puerile trash on television. I don't really want to dwell on them too much, other than to say that the fact that A Current Affair still calls itself a current affairs program surely ranks among humanity's greatest crimes. Most of my news comes from the net these days. I generally find that ATSNN has the top stories before our networks do anyway. This is a really interesting issue, and I'd also be interested in hearing what other Aussies have to think. So this is Jeremiah 25. Talk to you later.